So on social media, comedian Precious Hall Comedy said that at Leslie Dog stole her joke while hosting the MTV Video and TV Awards on Sunday night. Now, Precious Hall Comedy claims that Leslie stole her joke that she's been doing for years. She went in on her IG page saying, "It's not okay." Precious posted that the particular joke she's been doing for years, she's also made t-shirts from it and has had it trademarked. Now, Leslie, we know Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live. Well, Leslie Jones responded to Precious Hall saying that she didn't steal Precious's joke. She hasn't been in a comedy club in years, and she doesn't steal comics' jokes, but that comedians write similar stuff all of the time. Leslie went on to say she has worked very hard to get where she is, and this could have been handled differently. Leslie said, "I apologize once again if you think I stole your joke, and nice to meet you too, Precious." So what do you guys as comedians, as professional comedians on this show, what do you guys have to say about this?
I think a lot of people write from the same premise, but I don't know the joke, so I'd have to hear it. I'd have to hear both of them. But everybody has touched on the same premise at one point or another. So unless you're saying something verbatim, I don't know. I'd have to hear it to actually judge it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are no new premises on planet Earth.
None. Mm-hmm.
Not on this.
Meaning the subjects, when you guys say premise, you mean
premise,
the
subject matter, context. Subject matter and context is open to interpretation.
Okay.
Here's the other thing. Once a joke is so old, look, man, anybody can come along with any idea similar and you can be mad about it. But if a joke is old, and, you know, it's like hard, man. It's like hard when you hear somebody say, "I've been doing a joke for years." Well, how is that? Because in comedy, man, it's not like music. Mm-hmm. And I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking pure fact here. This is not an opinion. So I know everything I say get to social media. Here goes, Steve said this. I'm telling you fact. Mm-hmm. You can have a joke that you wrote and it be yours. Now, you can have a joke that you're doing out on a comedy club circuit currently, and that's your set, and you do it. But when you go back to that city, you can't do that joke, man. Because jokes don't transfer like songs. People come to the concert to hear their hits. People don't come to the concert to hear their jokes because they're not going to laugh the same way. Okay. So there are guys who've been doing jokes for years, but their career is not progressing. Uh-huh. Because if you got the same set you've had for 5 years, yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Ain't nobody, your career is not progressing.
Mm-hmm. So now, Junior, you heard how Precious did the joke, because it's something we can't play on morning radio. So you heard how Precious did the joke and you saw how Les did the joke. What do you think?
I mean, you know, it could be taken as, I can see why Precious could feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know people are going to steal a joke, they're not going to tell the joke the exact same way you told it. Mm-hmm. So, but the cadence is still the same. The delivery.
Oh,
and
it sounds
punch,
the same?
And the
Four
punch
words.
Was the same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can see how she could feel like, hey, you stole that. You know, you stole that from me. Mm-hmm. That's why she's having that feeling like that.
I can understand from both sides of it. Mm-hmm. And Leslie doesn't do comedy clubs anymore. Ain't been in a comedy club
she
in years.
She said that in her comments.
Yeah, she did.
You know, and then a lot of times, man, like you doing an MTV set, anybody, they got writers on these shows.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the question. Do you think that Precious, because she is upset about the joke, should she have contacted Leslie personally?
Yeah.
Or
well,
should
would
she
have
put it out
privately?
Right, but yeah. See, to go public with it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's handled kind of crazy because now you put the girl on the defensive. But I like what Leslie said in that I apologize, but we could have handled it differently.
Yeah.
That's a true statement.
Yeah.
Coming up next,
but Leslie's
is the nephew.
A bad girl. Leslie's a bad chick, man.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean,
Precious is funny. They both funny.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, the nephew, the birthday boy, with a prank phone call. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.